Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Back in the mid-90s, I was in a wonderful restaurant in Scotland in the shadows of Edinburgh Castle. I did backflips when I saw one menu item in particular, pumpkin gnocchi. Back then, it was rare to see pumpkin items on a menu, and how times have changed. Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. She's here to discuss the explosion of pumpkin spice on the populace. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
What is so interesting about pumpkin spice?
Well, I think what's most interesting about it is that it's a phenomenon. It's not just a flavor. It's something that ignites a lot of controversy. There's this time during the fall when all the pumpkin spice flavored foods are released, and all of a sudden people love it and they're lining up to buy pumpkin spice things, or they hate it and they're making mean memes about people who like pumpkin spice. So it's really polarizing.
And it is indeed a wide swath of items that are pumpkin spiced.
That is definitely true. I went to the South Burlington Trader Joe's the other day, a place I've never been before, and they had 31 pumpkin spice items that I counted in this trip. I tried to count everything. And so, yeah, that seemed like a pretty significant percentage of the store.
And it pretty much divides our nation like a discussion on the merits of Obamacare. You have people who either love it or hate it vehemently.
That is definitely true, and I would guess that it does break down around political lines, to be honest. I think there's something deeper in the discussion about loving or hating pumpkin spice that's related to values. There are people who pretty much kind of line up to get the pumpkin spice stuff as soon as it's available. They're drinking pumpkin spice lattes. They're wearing pumpkin spice colored sweaters. And then there are people who think that pumpkin spice is representative of something truly evil. One of the things that I think is curious about the pumpkin spice phenomenon is that some people just reject it kind of out of hand. And to me, that's like ceasing to like your favorite band from high school when everybody else finds out about it and it suddenly becomes popular. It's a perfectly legitimate flavoring combination.
My favorite band from high school and remains today is Bebop Deluxe, and no one else has found out about it.
So. Maybe there's a reason for that pick.
So why does anybody even care if somebody loves or hates pumpkin spice?
You know, the reason that people care about loving it is a little bit more obvious, right? They see it, they get to go taste the delicious thing. It's fun to kind of connect with other people who like the same thing and talk about how wonderful that latte was, or the fact that you found a pumpkin spice donut at the donut shop. So it's a way of kind of building bridges between people. You find other people who love the same foods that you do, and then you talk about it. In terms of hating it, the interesting thing is that it's kind of a backlash against a certain personality type. Sometimes pumpkin spice foods don't even have any pumpkin in them, and it's just referring to kind of this fall flavor. I think the backlash against it is sometimes from people who care about, you know, the fact that it's a corporatized presentation thing. There's no pumpkin, there's a little bit of spice, but it's really about selling an image. And people who don't like corporations in our food system will kind of have this anti-pumpkin spice sentiment when it's really not about pumpkins or spices.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days, and we're discussing pumpkin spice. Suzanne, can you provide a little history? How did pumpkin spice become a thing?
Well, that story starts a very long time ago when the first pumpkin met pumpkin pie spices. So pumpkins are native to Central America, and these spices that we're talking about come from Asia and Africa primarily. So until people came to the quote-unquote New World and brought these spices with them, pumpkins were never combined with them. So that was kind of the beginning of pumpkin spice. It was not a phenomenon at that time. It was just a perfectly reasonable flavoring combination. In the 1950s, McCormick started packaging a pumpkin spice blend, which was aimed towards making it easier for American cooks to make holiday treats like pies and things. And so that was in the 50s. In 2003, Starbucks invented the pumpkin spice latte. And that was the beginning of this phenomenon as we know it today. It is now their most popular latte flavor. And all of the other kind of pumpkin spice products that we see on the store shelves are an offshoot of the popularity of that latte.
When we're talking about pumpkin spice, is it just nutmeg and cinnamon? I mean, what is this stuff exactly?
Almost every product I looked at had a different mix. So Cinnamon is definitely a major component. Nutmeg sometimes, allspice, ginger, cloves can show up in there. Clove is kind of strong, so if it is in there, it will be kind of a minimal note. So it is not one prescribed thing. It's just this kind of concept of warm spices that you would use in baking. And sometimes pumpkin spice refers just to that spice blend without the pumpkin in it. And sometimes it refers to pumpkin plus these spices. So the products kind of are different.
Are there actual dishes or drinks in which pumpkin spice actually works as an ingredient?
Tons of them. I mean, I think those kind of spices are perfect with roasted squash. Personally, I prefer a lot of different roasted squashes to pumpkin. I think that some of the heirlooms have more flavor. But if you look at restaurant menus, you're going to find squash dishes that happen to have those spices. So yeah, almost any time that combination shows up at a nice restaurant, I would say go for it.
And I must ask, are you a lover or hater of the pumpkin spice?
I don't seek it out. I don't go to the store to specifically buy those products. But if it shows up somewhere, I will totally eat it. And in my own cooking, I definitely combine kind of roasted winter squash or pureed mashed squash with those spices on a regular basis. So I would have to say that ultimately I'm in favor.
Suzanne Podhizer is a food writer for 7 Days. Great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.